This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a lot to cover this week, including Canada striking gold at the World Juniors in Toronto and Montreal. WHL trade deadline seeing plenty of player movement. Hear from some of the teams making moves, and hear from the newest member of the Kelowna Rockets, Edmonton Oilers third overall pick Leon Draisaitl is back in the WHL. And on the island, Victoria Royals defenseman Travis Brown is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. It was a golden moment for Canada and all players representing the Canadian Hockey League.
3.9 seconds left. Wins the draw to the boards. And Canada's going to win it. It's World Junior gold in Toronto.
Now Canada built a 5-1 lead before the Russian Storm, back with three goals in just over 3 minutes to close that gap to 5-4 in the second period. But Canada would hold on, claiming gold for the first time since 2009. Former Edmonton Oil King Curtis Lazar post-game.
The streak is broken. It's good to be back on top.
Hey, a big congratulations goes out to all the players in the WHL on their gold medal performance. Winnipeg's Eric Comrie of the Tri-City Americans. Kamloops' Joe Hicketts of the Victoria Royals. Calgary's Dylan Hetherington of the Swift Current Broncos. Winnipeg's Madison Bowie of the Kelowna Rockets. Calgary's Josh Morrissey of the Kelowna Rockets. Aldergrove BC's Shea Theodore of the Seattle Thunderbirds. Calgary native Braden Point of the Moose Jaw Warriors. Abbotsford's Jake Virtanen from the Calgary Hitmen. Delta BC's Nick Patan of the Portland Winterhawks. West Vancouver's Sam Reinhardt of the Kootenay Ice. And Vernon BC's Curtis Lazar, formerly of the Edmonton Oil Kings.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
It has no doubt been a week full of movement around the WHL. One big move saw the finalization of the Edmonton Oilers' third overall pick, Leon Draisaitl, headed back to the WHL. His rights then moved by the Prince Albert Raiders to the Kelowna Rockets in a blockbuster deal. Regan Bartel caught up with Leon.
Leon, welcome to the Okanagan. Welcome to Kelowna. Excited to be here. I mean, a bit of a letdown, but still excited.
Yeah, of course. You know, obviously, it's a little disappointing. Of course, I mean, it's not easy to get sent down from being where you want to be and where eventually you want to play. But at the same time, I'm excited to come to a winning organization and hopefully go for a long playoff run.
How tough will it be for you to adjust to the WHL game?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be easy. You know, it'll definitely take me a little while to get used to new guys, new teammates, a new facility, and all the people around. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to try and make it as quick as possible.
Where do you think your confidence level is right now, as a scorer, as a player? Did you lose any of it at the NHL level?
Well, I don't know if you. I wouldn't say I lost any of my confidence, but definitely, you know, you get less points, your ice time goes down, and that after all it maybe gets a little bit to you, and then you want to play more and more, but I wouldn't say my confidence went down. I think it's going to take me a few games to get back to where I want to be and where I expect myself.
You have to have a lot of patience with your teammates. I mean, you're going to make passes that maybe they can't accept where they could at the NHL level. Are you mentally preparing yourself for that?
Yeah, of course. I think that's going to be a little bit of a challenge. I mean, you just have to think that those guys, they probably don't try to do it on purpose. I mean, they want to score and they want to win. So I'm going to try and make it as easy as possible on them too.
Michael Backlund played here as a 19-year-old. He came right after the World Junior Hockey Championship when he played for Sweden. And he said, one of the first things he said to me was he wanted to come to Kelowna to win a WHL championship. Do you have a similar mindset?
Yeah, of course. My goal is to win the WHL championship and win the Memorial Cup. That's what I'm here for. Nothing else, to be honest. Obviously, there's the development part and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I want to win, and I want to win a championship here.
You don't act like you're 19. You act like you're 30. Where does that come from?
I think it has a lot to do with just what I know what my weaknesses are, and I know what my strengths are, and I'm a confident person, but I know that I have lots of stuff to work on, and you know, I want to be as mature as I can, and I think that's really important as a young kid.
One last question about sweater number 29. You wore it in PA, you wore it in Edmonton, you wear it here. What does 29 mean to you?
I don't know, it's just the number I like, the number I had over the last couple of years, and actually it's pretty funny. My dad used to coach back home in Germany, and he had a player with number 29, and I was really close to that guy, and he was a really, really good friend of mine, and he kind of always took me under his wing, and he was an unbelievable guy and a great player as well, so that kind of has a little bit to do with it.
Well, the WHL trade deadline week began with a bang. Several big moves on the Monday and Tuesday leading up to Saturday's deadline. The bold move to start the process was the Regina Pats dealing Calgary Flames first-round pick Morgan Klimchuk to the Brandon Wheat Kings, signaling the Pats were going in a direction geared towards the future. As for the Wheat Kings, although somewhat geared for the future as well, they realize they have as good a shot as any around the league. General manager and head coach Kelly McCrimmon says Klimchuk comes as a complete player.
Well, I think real two-way player, the type of player that's going to help us win, contributes a lot of different ways. Background is he's an elite offensive player. He's been a great scorer at every level. I think his time in the league, he's really developed into a guy that's reliable in any situation. He's a very good penalty killer, able to play against good players. You know, he's a first-round NHL pick, a guy that is really focused on being a pro and prepares himself. So, you know, there's going to be a leadership component to what he brings to our hockey club.
As for Klimchuk, he knew a trade could happen, but with that said, you can never really take everything in stride.
You know, I thought I was ready for it, but when you actually have to go to the rink and say bye to the guys, it's pretty difficult. But like I said, I'm very excited to be here and be joining such a special team.
The Pats getting 17-year-old feisty forward Jesse Gabriel in return. The Red Deer Rebels continue to build their roster towards hosting the Memorial Cup next year. It's been evident in a number of moves. The Rebels trading away first-round pick from May, Jake Lecision, as well as a fourth-round pick to Regina for 19-year-old forward Connor Gay, plus a first- and second-round pick. Rebels GM and head coach Brent Sutter says it stocks their shelves once again to give them assets to add more.
Now you're dealing from strength again going into the summer, into next year, and where we have, you know, all our picks and some now, and also being able to add a player like Connor to our hockey team was significant.
Another move earlier in the week had the Medicine Hat Tigers stepping up to declare their intentions, acquiring Regina Pats captain Kyle Burrows and leading scorer Dryden Hunt.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Victoria Royals defenseman Travis Brown is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. 5 points, plus six rating in just a pair of games. Voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, has more.
Catching up with the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Travis Brown, defenseman for the Victoria Royals. Has a nice ring to it, Travis.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a really big honor. There's been some big names who've won the award previously, so I'm very, very proud of it. But you know what? I'm just very happy we got the 4 points over the weekend.
What'd your family say when they found out you were Player of the Week?
They were pretty proud of me. They all said congratulations. A few buddies shot me a text, but at the end of the day, it's just another two games and another two wins that I'm happy about.
What have you improved on the most this season, or maybe in the year now that it's been since coming over from the Moose Jaw Warriors?
You know what? I think I've been really working on my defensive play. Offensively, I feel like I've always had kind of an instinct there. So defensively, I've just been trying to be solid, making smart plays, just getting the puck out of my zone quick and getting it to our forwards because we have a really skilled bunch up there.
Over 250 games now. You hit the milestone the other night. Congratulations on that as well. Maybe reflect on your journey so far here in 250 games and your development.
Yeah, thank you. It's not over yet, but it's been a great ride for sure. Started out as a 17-year-old in Moose Jaw and didn't really think much of it. And now I'm a 20-year-old here in Victoria, and I couldn't be happier with how things have gone in my career and the people I've met and the friendships I've made. So the 250 games is just a nice little treat, I guess, and hopefully we can keep going and get a few more games under my belt.
You are now tied with Joe Hicketts for, as we speak, the league lead in defense and scoring. Travis, your tandem with Joe, and if you guys push each other.
Yeah, I think we push each other for sure. We don't always talk about it, but on the ice and stuff like that, I think we try to help each other get better and just make sure we're each working hard. And I think we're both pretty competitive guys. So I think as long as we keep that up, I think we're going to help the team moving forward.
Any certain defenseman you would like to model yourself after or try to, you know, become?
You know what, there's a lot of great defensemen to watch. Offensively, Drew Doughty's one of the best, and he holds his own in every zone of the ice. And then in the D zone, I really like watching a guy like Nick Jalmerson on the Chicago Blackhawks. He just always makes a smart, simple play, and he does anything for the team to win. You might not always notice him, but you know what, he's a big star on that team.
Congratulations, Travis, on being the player of the week and over 250 games now in the Western Hockey League. It's great speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
Best defenseman Travis Brown of the Victoria Royals, the Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
And that's the show. I want to thank everyone for their help this week. Bruce Lubke in Brandon, Regan Bartel in Kelowna, as well as Marlon Martins in Victoria. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey. A production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.